Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the GRAMMA AG conference call. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Ralf Hoppe.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our late afternoon conference call. Thanks for your participation on such a short notice. After our market rumor-based ad hoc notification last night, we have just published the successful conclusion of the BCA with Ningbo Jifeng. And in this conference call, the executive board, we have our CEO, Mr. Müller, COO, Manfred Bretsche, and CFO, Mr. Cornier, here in the room. They will present the main highlights of this agreement with Ningbo Jifeng. Now I would like to ask Mr. Müller to start, please.
Okay, thank you, Ralf. Hello to everybody as well. A warm welcome from my side and on behalf of my two colleagues of the executive board. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you. As Ralf has mentioned, thank you for your participation. It's very late, and thank you that you are participating on such a short notice. Today, I would like to inform you about two very important milestones in the history of our company. This morning, after an unanimous approval of our supervisory board, we have signed a comprehensive business combination agreement with our strategic partner, Ningbo Jifeng. In this context, our investor has informed GRAMMA AG about its decision to make a voluntary public takeover offer for all outstanding GRAMMA shares. I am looking forward to our intensified cooperation and for the mutual benefit of both of our companies. On the next page, you can see that I would like to give you some explanation of the highlights of this transaction. GRAMMA AG has signed a business combination agreement, in short, a BCA, with Ningbo Jifeng Parts Auto Parts, our Chinese partner and main shareholder since last year. Concurrent with the signing, the investor has announced a voluntary public offer to GRAMMA shareholders with a compensation of 60 euro per share plus the expected dividend of 1.25 euro per share. The total compensation of 61.25 euros provides an attractive premium for our shareholders. We are fully convinced that this agreement has many mutual benefits for both companies. It will further deepen the relationship between GRAMMA and Ningbo Jifeng and will allow it to tap into additional growth potential, realizing synergies together. The BCA secures the independence and future development of GRAMMA Group. We have negotiated far-reaching commitments for GRAMMA and its employees for up to 7.5 years. GRAMMA will gain a strong anchor shareholder supporting the successful strategy of our company, helping to further structure our shareholder composition. Before we look into the BCA, let me introduce our strategic partner and Ningbo Jifeng Group to you. Ningbo Jifeng is a family-owned supplier of automotive interior components. Ningbo has been founded in 1996 by today's CEO Xiping Wang in Ningbo, 2.5 hours south of Shanghai. Jifeng has a strong and successful track record in terms of product development and commercial success, and is a well-known partner in the automotive industry. Since 2015, the company is listed in Shanghai Stock Exchange within the founder family. Wang still owns 73% of the company. In 2017, Ningbo Jifeng has generated total sales of almost 250 million euros with a high profitability. Our strategic partner operates within 8 manufacturing locations in China and operates sales and engineering locations in 5 countries: China, Germany, Czech Republic, Bosnia, Canada. Main products of Ningbo Jifeng are headrests, headrest rods, seat armrests, and other automotive seating components. Customers are also similar to ours and include OEMs like Ford, BMW, Volkswagen, and as well as Tier 1 suppliers like Lear, Adrian, and Faurecia. So, on the next page, you can see the chronology. In February 27, Gramma disclosed the intention to form a strategic partnership with Ningbo Xifeng. Since then, we are discussing, assessing potential joint activities in China to expand our Chinese market presence, leverage complementary portfolios, and benefit from joint distribution and procurement networks. At the end of October 2017, the strategic partner has been further enhanced via Ningbo Xifeng's increasing ownership in Gramma to more than 25%. Ningbo Xifeng has become Gramma's largest shareholder. Now we want to deepen our relationship even further by entering into a far-reaching agreement with Ningbo Xifeng to become the major or majority shareholder of Gramma AG. Gramma will gain a reasonable anchor shareholder supporting the global growth and innovation strategy of Gramma. The partnership will broaden market access and customer penetration and will accelerate our growth strategy in the largest automotive market in the world. Gramma is very strong with the OEMs in Europe and the Americas, in particular with German premium OEMs, while also having strong relationships with Western OEMs in China. Xifeng, on the other side, is well positioned with leading fast-growing Chinese OEMs. The future joint activities will leverage complementary product portfolio, technologies, and customers to the benefit of both companies. Together, we can optimize our global footprint and support the continuation of the growth and innovation strategy of both companies. Joint procurement projects and activities would allow our companies to leverage a larger scale and Xifeng's access to the low-cost component suppliers in China. We are convinced that our strong partnership secures future growth and shareholder value generation of both companies. To give you some more details on the BCA, on the business combination agreement, I would like to hand first to my colleague Manfred Becher.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So what are the key highlights out of the business combination agreement? So the BCA consists of legally binding agreements for a long-term and successful foundation for the future of Gramma Group. The BCA secures Gramma's independence and future successful development. And what are the main pillars out of this agreement? First, strong commitment to our employees and manufacturing footprint, support for Gramma's good corporate governance, full support of Gramma's brand and global strategy, high protection of our know-how, technologies, and intellectual property, continued independence of the Gramma Group. Going to page number 7. So we will gain a new majority shareholder, but won't lose our heritage and DNA as a global acting German corporation with a very long tradition for highly innovative products. No changes to company's legal form as a stock-listed corporation. No delisting is planned. Gramma AG will be listed on the German stock exchange. No change of name or seat of headquarters of Gramma, including the future location of our new technology center and headquarters in Ursensäulen near Amberg. Integrity of Gramma to be preserved, no sale or breakup of the business, no domination agreement, Gramma will act fully independent after the takeover, no squeeze out or other similar structural measures, continuation of existing financing and dividend policy. Gramma will continue to be an attractive investment for all of its shareholders. On page number 8, to secure our highly motivated and experienced workforce and our locations worldwide was probably the most important topic for us in these negotiations. I can assure you that we have reached really strong commitments from our investors for a very long period until the year 2025. So Ningbo Chifeng acknowledges the importance of Gramma's excellent workforce and manufacturing processes for the continuous success of the company. Existing collective bargaining agreements as well as other incentive schemes and similar arrangements will be fully honored. Recognition of co-determination and rights of employees, work council and unions by our investors. Employment levels and manufacturing footprint to be maintained in the future, no change targeted. These commitments are binding for 7.5 years from today for all German locations and 5 years for all foreign locations of the Gramma Group. Of course, the company still can act fully flexible when it comes to a necessary plant optimization or transfer. But it is important to mention that the investor cannot force the Gramma management to implement such action. Page number 9, Gramma AG's success is based on a trusting and long-term partnership with all of our stakeholders. Gramma has always been committed to responsible business practices. Integrity, respect, and good corporate governance are strong foundations for our daily work. Recognizing social responsibility and creating a good balance between the interests of our shareholders, employees, customers, and the society are key values of our CSR strategy. And all these principles will remain to be valid as well in the future. Composition of Gramma AG's executive board to remain unchanged as long as our business results are stable and our financial performance remains healthy. Gramma AG Executive Board will continue to independently run our business. Gramma AG Supervisory Board will retain its current size and structure. No changes to existing equal co-determination in the Supervisory Board of Gramma AG. Ningbo Chifeng plans to nominate 2 members to the Supervisory Board of Gramma AG over the time, which will be elected by the AGM. On page number 10, Gramma Group has successfully developed into a real global player in the last year. Our global growth strategy has enabled us to become a strong and innovative competitor in all of our core regions. And with our latest major acquisition of the US TNT Group, we will further optimize our global footprint. Gramma is a well-known brand and market leader in many of our segments, and we will continue to execute our strategy together with our Chinese partners. So what are the highlights? Ningbo Chifeng will fully support the organic and external growth strategy of Gramma. Ningbo will support Gramma's global footprint and manufacturing sites. Together, we will be able to find new market synergies and optimize our global setup even better. Ningbo will support necessary investments to maintain the group size and expand our capacities for growth activities in all regions. And Gramma will remain a trusted and reliable partner to all of our business partners. No changes to Gramma brand. On page number 11, for what Gramma stands for: innovation and state-of-the-art product and manufacturing technology. We are driven by our commitment to securing our technological leadership with constantly new ideas in ergonomics, comfort, and safety. Therefore, we have put our utmost focus on safeguarding our know-how in the future. Let me assure you, even under a new majority shareholder, there will be no transfer of know-how or technology to the disadvantage of our company. The highlights are the following. Ningbo Chifeng recognizes the importance of Gramma's focus on innovation, technological advanced products and processes. Ningbo is supporting necessary R&D spending and our innovation strategy. All intellectual property of of Grammar will remain within the company. Furthermore, Ning Fu Chifeng commits not to transfer any know-how, technology, or key stuff which may negatively impact Grammar. So I would like to hand over to Sharad to give you some information on our anchor shareholder.
Hello, everybody. I think on the page 12, it's very important to have an anchor shareholder provide stability in our shareholder basis. And JAB Capital Holding GmbH is a company affiliated of our strategic partner, Ningbo Jifeng. And this company increased its shareholding to 25.51% in October 2017 and has become the largest shareholder of Grammar. Any further increase of Ningbo Jifeng holdings based on a successful tender offer would further stabilize the situation substantially. As a result, Grammar will be able to focus entirely on the continued pursuit of its successful strategy for growth. And we are confident that all our stakeholders will appreciate our successful efforts to stabilize the shareholder structure. Grammar AG will gain a strong anchor shareholder fully supporting our successful strategy. This should help to finally eliminate any doubts. On the page 13, I will discuss with, explain you that it's attractive and immediate value to the Grammar shareholder. It means that with a cash consideration of 60 euro per share plus the expected dividend of 1.25 euro per share, the total consideration of 61.25 euro provides an attractive premium for our shareholders. The total consideration of 61.25 euro represents a premium of, and here I have several comparisons, it means an additional of 19.4% to the last CETRA closing price on May 28, 2018, which was 51.3, a plus of 11.7% to the average broker's target price, which was 54.8, a plus 18.2% to the 3 months volume weight average price of 51.8 euro. All in all, a very positive offer for our shareholders. Subject to the review of the offer document in the course of the preparation of the reasoned opinion, the Executive Board of Grammar AG support the takeover offer. The completion of the public takeover offer is subject to regulatory approvals. A minimum acceptance rate of 50% plus one share, including the current share holding of 25%, which is held by JAB Capital Limited GmbH and other customary offer conditions. Upon completion of the public takeover offer, it is planned to transfer the tendered Grammar AG shares, including the current shareholding, to the strategic partner Ningbo Jifeng. Following publication of the offer document by the bidder company of the investor, the executive board and the supervisory board of Grammar AG will publish a reasoned opinion pursuant to Section 27 of the German Takeover Act. Now, what is the timeline for the closing and what are the next steps? First of all, you see it on the chart, page 14. First of all, the filing of offer document with the BaFin by Ningbo Jifeng and subsequent approval by BaFin. That's the first thing. We expect the offer document to be published after BaFin approval within the next weeks. Second step is after publication of the offer document, the offer period starts and we are going to review and evaluate the offer in detail. Based on our review and support by our external financial and legal experts, the Executive Board and the Supervisory Board of Grammar AG will publish a reasoned opinion as required by the German Takeover Act. Grammar shareholders will be notified by their custodian banks with all relevant details about the offer. In addition, all relevant information will be available on Grammar website as well as the website of the bidder. After the third step, after the end of the offer period, the transaction has to survive many official authorizations in Europe, China, and other countries, such as merger control regulation, regulatory clearance in Germany and China, and other Chinese approvals. And the last point, the closing and settlement is expected for the end of the second half year 2018. However, the timing is controlled by the bidder, not by us. Now, I think for the summary, I will ask my colleagues.
Yeah, thank you. Below. The responsibility is always coming back. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me summarize. We are convinced that this deal is the best solution for the Grammar AG, for its employees, customers, shareholders, and all other stakeholders. The stronger partnership will help us to focus on the execution of our growth and innovation strategy and will accelerate our growth activities in Asia. With this deal, we could negotiate extensive guarantees securing workforce and location and the rights for the employees up until 2025. This deal will secure the independence of Grammar even under a new majority shareholder. Our partner will fully support our global growth strategy, and our anchor shareholder will further stabilize our shareholder structure. He will support the innovation strategy and R&D activities and will continue to be a reliable partner to our customers with high innovative and cost-competitive products. The deal offers an attractive premium for Grammar shareholders. For our remaining shareholders, we have secured the continuation of our attractive dividend policy and good corporation governance and investor relation activities. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm very happy because this agreement means stability, significant benefits, and huge growth potential for our great company. In the end, I would like to thank all of the internal and external team members for their tremendous motivation, extremely hard work. Without their commitment, this deal would not have to become into reality. So, thank you so much. This is our final. Ralf?
Okay, yeah. Thank you, gentlemen, for the presentation. And now, please open the line for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, you can press 9* again. And the first question comes from Mark Ton from Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Just a couple of questions from my side. First would be, is this precondition for the tender, for the voluntary offer that Ningguang Feng wants to have more than 50% or 30% of the outstanding shares plus one? Just in the theoretical case that this threshold is not reached, what will this mean for the BCA which you have found? Will you nevertheless work on the synergies on the for sales as well as for costs, and just the other part which is no longer needed because there will be no shareholder is then omitted, or what will be the impact from that on the planned business combination? And the second question would be, you're right, this is an attractive premium to the closing price. On the other hand, You just recently announced the acquisition of TMD. You're expecting synergies here, so something which should also, let's say, be beneficial for the future. So did you already get some first feedback or in your most recent talks to investors and, I mean, all investors which you have, the larger ones as well as the smaller ones, on how they view, let's say, the offer price of 60 euros plus the 1.25 euro in dividend. Thank you.
Hello, Marcus. This is Ralph. Thanks for your question. Maybe the second question first. I've had a lot of discussions today, as you can imagine, with many of our investors and analysts. And as you can see from the market reaction in the media, it's a mixed development. Some are positive. Some say maybe it's a little bit too low after the TMD transaction. What is really important to know, and I think Mr. Müller and all the colleagues highlighted that, here it's very important to look at the total package. We could really negotiate a very comprehensive, far-reaching business combination agreement which safeguards the independence of Grammar and has huge growth potential for our future business, especially in the important Asian market, and also provides stability to our shareholder structure. You know that's also important, and provides a solid or attractive premium. So I think overall, a very good deal for all stakeholders. And of course, when we looked at the price, of course, we were guided. We had advice from professional advisors. They evaluated that offer price based on their professional methodology. The first question, Mark, is what happens if this 50% plus one share threshold won't be reached? We don't know. So let's please. You don't have to answer the question to us. The bidder has then a couple of alternatives, but I think it's way too early to talk about a scenario if the potential takeover offer is going to fail. So please understand that we cannot comment in detail to that.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from Harald Egeling from Oddo BHF. Please go ahead.
Hello. One question from my side, please. You have been talking about growth synergies. So how should we think about this on both Grammar side and also Ningbo Jifeng side? I especially refer to timing. So when will we see these growth synergies? In which regions will this probably, or at which regions are you aiming at? What will this mean for the customers? Will you get new customers? Will Ningbo Jifeng be able to utilize some of your customers? And especially also with respect to your products, for instance, the center consoles. And probably also you could give two, three words on cost synergies, as you have not been talking about this too extensively in the presentation. Thank you.
So let me start to give you and try to give you in this very early stage, I'm trying to give you hopefully a correct answer. So first, even if we have a main shareholder in the future, so we will stay two different companies. We do not have to forget that. Even if we have a 50% shareholders, we are a stock-listed company and we will have remaining shareholders. A group of around 50% or something like this. So Ningbo, as a stock-listed company too, has the same restrictions. So having said this, we have to define as two companies having a main shareholder, we have to define our projects in working together. And the classic fields of corporations are, of course, purchasing. And then you can think for some R&D and technology things you may think for and some capacities and supplier sources in China. Your question concerning customers, so they have more or less similar customer structure. So in China, they are supplying the premium OEM like we do. So, but they have very good contacts in the entire China market. So, and to say this honestly, it was clear from the very first beginning of the negotiation that they will help us because they have the better network in bringing us into the market. Sorry. So, our products will fit to the market, this is for sure, but we can become an acceleration because they have a very powerful sales network. And this is the same story for the purchasing parts. So we have, of course, a purchasing network, but they are by far more familiar with their market sources and so forth. And this we hope as Gamma that we can see in the next 2 to 3 years to come, significant effects.
So, yeah, what I would like to say is the sales increase or something?
No, okay. What does Nick Mokchifeng expect from the offer? That was the question, I think.
Yeah, what they, we can ask the question, what does Nick Mokchifeng expect from the takeover? We can say that the Gramma has good relationships to European and American OEMs, in particular to Volkswagen, Daimler, and BMW, as well as the Western OEMs in China. The complementary customer base and regional footprint will be of mutual benefits to both parties, for example, by fostering cross-selling of Gramma products to Jifeng existing customers in China and by opening up export markets for Nimbo Jifeng.
Okay. And one more additional comment. You know, more detailed information will be published in our reasonable statement as soon as the offer is launched. So far, the offer is not launched yet. We have to look at the detailed documents, and then, of course, the supervisory board and the executive board will publish a detailed and reasonable statement with all these details.
Okay. Many thanks.
The next question comes from Christian Ludwig from Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll try a different approach to the question of Harald. Will this agreement, if it goes through, mean that you have to change your midterm or long-term guidance with the 2.2 billion sales and the 7% EBIT margin?
If this is your first question, no change. So as we said, we are still considered as two different companies. So we have our midterm plan. We are doing our considerations concerning strategy and so forth with our supervisory board. So there is no change to be expected in the next 2 to 3 years to come.
Okay, so that means that the combination with Ningbo will not bring you any additional sales or an uplift in margins?
Yes, in short term. So what I was saying, though, in the next 2 to 3 years, so you can fully use the figures you have from our business model. But if Gramma will start to supply in China, Chinese OEM, because they will start to help us to get access to these manufacturers, so we will expect in the next years to come, I would say, of course, turnover from these new customers.
So the benefits, the advantages will be realized in a mid-term to long-term approach together with Ningbo Jifeng.
Okay. And the second question, probably also difficult to answer, but I have to ask it. Do you have any indications if the Hustlers are willing to accept this offer?
No. Short answer, no. No contact, no idea.
Okay, thank you.
And the next question comes from Michael Punzet from DZ Bank. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, Michael Punzet. I have one question regarding the last week announced offer for TND, or the acquisition. Do you see any risk that you could see some that the U.S. Authorities could not give you a go for the takeover when a Chinese investor become your main shareholder or dominated shareholder is more than 50%?
So, of course, our lawyers have in advance checked all these circumstances. So, and it was not coming by surprise that Ningbo is giving us those signals, giving us during the negotiation the signal that they have interest to buy more shares. So this was not coming by chance. And what we have checked, of course, is that we have no legal constraints with our American deal we did. So TMD deal and the SBA is safe.
But it's two different things.
Yeah, these are two different things, of course, but we as the company, knowing these both things, we have, of course, clarified this in advance.
Okay, thank you.
At the moment, there are no further questions. If you would still like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your participation in late afternoon. Thanks for your questions. As usual, also it was a late night last night. The IR team is available for you at any time. Thanks, guys, and have a good night. Bye-bye.